Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Good morning, everyone. All right, so we're going to start off our morning with blowjobs. Head, sucking cock, sucking dick. That's what's on my mind. It's funny. Sometimes I can't think of a damn thing to talk about, even though I'm having, you know, a lot of fun coming up with the topics sometimes, like what I'm really, you know, interested in, passionate about, what's on my mind, what have you. All of a sudden, like, you can't shut me up. Like, I'm probably releasing one or two podcasts a day. And I actually have some subjects behind this that I'm going to podcast about as well. But so stay tuned. That's the fun part. Stay tuned. But blowjobs. Okay, so part of kind of playing into what I've talked about before with next year, you know, what am I going to freaking do next year? Like, okay, this, as I'm winding up this last year, Where I know I'm at is I gotta hustle and scratch this shit off my bucket list, the last remaining items. And then I gotta figure out what I want next year's tone or dynamic to be. And as I kind of kick around ideas and play with that, one of the things that just kind of jumped in there was, okay, maybe I'll make next year is the year of the blowjob. And what I mean by that is, now don't fill my inbox with, you know, you want to be partake in that experiment. What I mean by that is, you know, I just like lately I've really been enjoying giving head. And I've, let me say that for the record, I've always enjoyed giving head. It's not like something I just never wanted to do. I always have liked it. But for some reason, it's been accelerated. I'm like, I really, really have this strong desire to want to get really, really good at it. And I've never, you know, I've always been given compliments on my skills in that area. Unsolicited. And, you know, I don't really know. I'm not patting myself on the back. I don't know whether that's true or not. I had one person make an offhanded comment off the cuff. And we'll just leave that at that. I think it was more to push a button, but you know, whether it was a constructive criticism or not, I don't know. I didn't ask for clarification. And, you know, quite frankly, I would welcome any sort of constructive criticism. I'm totally open to, like, every guy's different. And when you're with someone, I try my best to be, you know, as observant as I can and pay attention to, you know, their subtle cues. I love it when I'm with a guy and like, I like to watch him jack off. I love a jack off video. This is where I do like dick pics. Like if I'm with somebody, oh fucking A, send me pictures of your cock. Send, you know, stroking it, touching it. Trust me, that sends me into the stratosphere. Now, strangers, pure strangers, when I haven't ever seen your face, I don't know who the fuck you are, I don't know your name, I don't know anything about you. Do I just want your dick landing in my inbox? No. No. But for the guys that I'm with, does this get me aroused? Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes, it does. I love it. I want to lick the screen. Like, really, seriously. I enjoy it. But I would like to, I'm really, you know, I'm interested in just kind of getting more technical about it. You know, seriously, I think there's a lot of things kind of converging at once. The, you know, the aspect of, you know, me getting more interested in like the prostate orgasm and the ass play and things like that, and incorporating that into my blowjobs and just seeing how the reaction that gets. I mean, I want to understand that better. I really want to master that. You know, I don't necessarily need to be putting my fist in everybody's ass. I know that's not for everybody. But the fingers, I mean, really just understanding it, the stimulating the prostate from the inside and then also from the outside. It's my understanding that from the outside, you can hit it too. So That, I think, with a really good blowjob, you know, and just getting better at varying my stroke patterns, my style, the pressure, you know, I mean, I already have kind of, you know, I already have what I have in my bag of tricks. I would love to expand on that. And I'm serious about, like, I'm really interested in going and taking a class. You know, BE is taking a class on, it's a dominant, basically, on how to be a good dominant, a dom. And we live in an area where, you know, this is, there's, you can go and take classes on this stuff because we're kind of sort of in the heart of it, an area where just sex, there's a lot of sexual liberties going on. And he's actually taking that class this weekend. I, unfortunately, you know, the girl that he's going to be exclusive with, she'll be the recipient of this. She'll get the benefit of that. I thought I was going to get some of the benefit of that. No. Denied. Eh. That's okay. I still love you, BE. You're awesome. And she's a lucky girl. But, and in fact, we're supposed to get together tonight for a drink. I hope we do. I need to text him. But anyway, I wouldn't mind going and taking some of these classes. I've, you know, over the years I've seen, you know, that you can, and some of the courses are, you know, where you've got like somebody live sort of instructing you, like showing you, I would totally love to get more in depth on that. That whole, just everything about the penis that's non, you know, penile to vagina contact. So hand jobs, blow jobs, prostate orgasm, you know, kind of really, really hone those skills. I remember, you know, when I was seeing Titanic, he told me that there was some gal in San Francisco that he called the, like she was like the master of the blowjobs. I'm like, well, what is she doing? You know, like, can I have her number? I wanted to ask her, like, what the fuck is she doing? He told me, and I'm like, well, I do that, or I think I do that. Anyway, he didn't complain about my blowjobs by any stretch, but apparently, you know, for him, I guess, there was this one technique that she used that just really kind of sent him into the stratosphere. The point is, obviously, just like, you know, women and oral sex with them, it's, you know, it really does depend on the person, right? There's all these variances. You know, what's going to get one person off, fire their rockets, isn't going to necessarily do it for the next person. So I would kind of like to, I really want to hone in on this stuff. I really, really, really want to, I know, sounds funny, like take a class, like get some continuing education, I guess if you call it, or further education, and not just sit back and expect that, you know, I can just keep doing the same old thing and that that's going to be great. I want to get better. I want to expand on this, you know, on this skill. Like I said, I feel like I'm good at it. I don't have any, you know, I'm not confident about it, but there's always room for improvement. And if I can please my partner that much better, do I want to do it? Fuck yes, I do. Absolutely. I want, you know, I don't want to be average at anything. I'm very, very competitive. Guys, you got to know this. I mean, like, I don't mind, you know, that guys that I'm with see other women. I don't care. All I want to know is that when they're with me, that, you know, it's above and beyond just an average experience. I mean, that I'm, you know, I'm a cut above. I, some way, somehow, in something that I'm doing, doesn't have to be, you know, on every single thing, but that, you know, I have something special. I'm knocking their socks off. I don't want to be average. I don't consider myself average. So, you know, I have to do what I have to do to maintain that and to, you know, and to try to get better at it. And it really just like, I'm like, okay, so maybe again, like next year, it's like, the year of mastering, you know, I master the penis. I know all things, hand jobs, blow jobs, prostate orgasms, that, you know, that I, that just really becomes something that I get super accomplished at. Again, this is not about quantity. It's about quality. Doesn't mean I want to give a blowjob to every guy in the state I live in. No. It means that, you know, for the handful of guys that I'm with, that, you know, it's an amazing, amazing experience for them. Now, the counterpart to that could be that also I'm looking for, while I'm trying to perfect my oral skills, I'm also trying to find a guy that's really, really good with their oral skills. Because I'll tell you, here's what I notice about that is that, and again, this is where I'm picking up on, I imagine it's exactly the same when it comes to the blowjobs. Guys, you know, they're, when they're going down on you, they have a lot of stuff in their bag of tricks. I mean, their playbook is full, right? They are doing all kinds of things with their oral skills. And I am simple, I guess, when it comes to that. I think I've said as much in previous podcasts. I like your finger. I like the fingers in me stimulating my G-spot. And I like someone sucking on my clit. Like, hoover that shit. I mean, really, suck, 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 suck. Just fucking suck it. And licking's good too. But the point I'm making is I like a lot of pressure down there. And, you know, you can suck on the lips and you can, you know, you can stick your tongue inside my vagina. It doesn't go back far enough. It's not strong enough to really do much for me. So really simply, like real, real simple, basic stuff here. You know, I don't need all this fancy porno shit. That's acting, guys. It's acting. I don't know. Maybe it does it for some women. You hear different things. I talk to other women where, you know, it doesn't have to be super, super fancy. But that being said, you know, it's the basic stuff. You know, where I love to learn oral was, I had a boyfriend. I think I was, gosh, could I drink then? I don't know, 1920. Anyway, this is the first guy that ever like had me, first of all, that like just was really good at going down on me. And this is what he did. He did those things. He put his fingers in me and, you know, like finger fucking me while I'm having my clit licked and sucked. And that just fucking did it for me. And he would also have me sit on his face. At first I was like, oh my God, no. Like I was so self-conscious about like, don't make me sit on your face. But it felt so fucking good. I mean, oh my God. And you know, when your muscles are flexing in your legs and things like that, I mean, it's easier to have an orgasm than when you're just flat on your back in that position. But so something about like where I could just, yeah, be on top and kind of control the pressure I was kind of controlling the pressure. Oh my God. Yeah, that was good. Although I'll tell you something else. I've never been the type of chick that could sit just like smash my crotch on some guy's face. That is not me. If he grabs my hips and pulls me down, okay, fine. But I don't just like, I see some of this stuff, you know, where the girls are just like smothering the guy. I don't know why. I can't do it. I'm like, I really let him eat me out. I'm not fucking his face. But on the converse of that, since we're talking about face fucking, let's switch over here. Let's go back to the where I'm the recipient. Recently, I have been more into the face fucking. And before, I was like, don't you fuck my face. Don't take my head and cram it down. You know, that used to piss me off. I was like, no, don't do that. Now I'm kind of totally into it. I mean, to a certain degree. Not, I mean, which is another thing I want to get better at is, you know, controlling that gag reflex and things like that. I don't mind it now. I kind of find it hot. I think there's a part where you go, where you cross the line, it can't be excessive, where I'm like, you know, I don't want it to be abusive like you see on some of these videos where, you know, these girls are being degraded with it. But when you're doing it with someone and it's fun and they're controlling it, I think it's hot. It's fucking hot. And then when their cock's all the way down, you know, and you're, and they're coming and you can just swallow it right away. Perfect. Perfect. That's the, that's a perfect end to a good blowjob, I'll tell you. But before I wasn't, like I said, you know, I wasn't that into it, but I'm getting more into it. I just, I think what I need to do too is I got to figure out like how you really kind of relax your throat for that. There's probably positions that are better suited for that so that you can really relax your throat. But, again, anything I'm talking about here, if anybody has any suggestions, please send them in. I am open. Like I am like, I'm, you know, I'm a little grasshopper here. Teach me, sensei. I'm open-minded. So, you know, anybody has any like suggestions on that, you know, males and females, let me know, please. I really, you know, while I'm doing this for fun, I mean, I also, you know, there's parts of it that I'm want to be more educated about, want to be better at. And so this is one of them. I don't mind, you know, putting it out there. And I just been, it's interesting. I've just been craving sucking cock lately. It's really strange. All of a sudden where I'm like, it's funny because I just did my thing on don't fucking send me the dick pics. I don't want to look at your dick. Okay. But if you're familiar to me and I know you and we're fucking, I definitely want to suck your cock and I think about sucking your cock. There you go. So lately I've been really, really thinking about that. Just like, man, you know, I'm into it. I'm all about it. So there you go. You know, I need to take, I'm consider all this stuff is on the table. I'm considering it for next year. I'll probably start on the, definitely keep, you know, the cock sucking thing is not going away. I mean, blowjobs, they're here to stay, guys. You know, don't, and they'll be ongoing and continuing, but, wanting to really like dig in and get better at it and, you know, just the hand jobs. Like I watch some of these, there's some stuff I see, you know, where that's like kind of the girls are doing the edging and stuff. I fucking love that. And actually just there's a gay porn too, where there's edging. I love that. I love the way it's like, you know, it's getting somebody right to the edge and then holding back and getting them there and then holding back and getting, oh man, that fucking does it for me. That does it big time. I don't want you doing that shit to me. Trust me. Don't fuck with my orgasms. I don't like that. But I like doing it to someone else. And if you're down and you're good to go on that, I will edge the fucking shit out of you. Like, and I'll love every second of it. So I'll tease you till mercilessly. Tell you I want to, I'll tease you till you're fucking begging me. And then maybe, just maybe, I'll decide and I'll say yes or no. But I can't give any guarantees. It may be a yes and it may be a no. If you get me in that mode, that's what you're going to get. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. That's what I tell children. All right. Anyway, there you go. I know. There you have a little, I'm on a little bit of a tangent, but thank you for listening as usual. Any questions or comments? I welcome that, please. I love the feedback. You can send it to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.